Listeners, Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Glad to be here.
Pete, I see here, was last on the show when, Drew?
14 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hit one right?
Yeah.
Good. Hey.
Well, let's see, September 2001, a little more.
Longer.
Well, not much.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
For us, for me especially.
For you.
Those are crazy.
Yes,
accurate.
Yes. That's Rain Man type proximity for you. The new CD is called Day I Forgot, and it's coming out on... Well, wait a minute. It came out yesterday.
Came out Tuesday.
Oh, day before. I'm a little screwed up myself. Pete's going to be down at the Tower Records on Sunset this Saturday signing autographs. But here's the catch, everybody. You got to buy the CD, and you should buy it there. I don't know how they know you buy it there. How do they know you buy it there, Pete?
I don't know. Well, we're playing a concert, a rock show, full band in the parking lot, and I guess you got to get wristbands for it. So if you get the CD now, whatever, you get a wristband to come back to the show on Saturday.
That is, at the Tower Records this Saturday. But it doesn't say what time the show starts.
2 o'clock, 2 p.m.
All right. So you can look forward to that. Also, Pete's going to be on with our good buddy Carson on Last Call on the 25th of this month. I'm sure you've done that show a couple times.
Yeah, we did it once before. We taped it last night, actually. It was fun.
Carson's one of these guys you kind of wish was an a-hole, but he's really not.
No, he's a good dude.
I know. It's too bad.
It's really a shame. Adam wants to hate him.
Well, I've known him for a long time. You know, I mean, he's been friends with Jimmy for like 15 years. Him and Jimmy Kimmel like met in Palm Springs, like Jimmy doing radio over there like 15 years ago. And so Carson always hung out with us whenever we were doing stuff. But who the hell knew he'd be Carson Daly? Anyway, nice guy. Too bad.
I was his first guest.
Kind of wish Pete Yorn was an asshole, too. What's that, Drew?
I saw Carson's first guest when he just started as a DJ in San Jose at KYME.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing out there? Okay.
I have no idea. But it was like 12 years ago. I mean, I have no idea.
Pete, where are you from?
New Jersey.
I'm sure we discussed this last time you were on, but I've forgotten. And Drew, have you forgotten as well?
Where he's from? Completely.
All right, good. So I can keep going.
Yeah, of course.
What's your sign?
Leo.
I knew it. I can totally tell. I always know that. Drew, did you know that?
No, but I can tell when you're high, and
yeah,
that's what's happened. That's why I can tell.
I'm tired. I got up early this morning.
What happened?
I just, I got up. I had an early day. You know,
right.
Took a little nap, but I had one of those naps that there's.
You don't wake up right.
There's naps. A lot of naps, you come back stronger, and then there's some naps you just never come back from.
It can't be too long. You should only have like a 45 minute to an hour tops.
Yeah, well, how does that go, Drew? Because like there's cycles.
There's cycles in your sleep, and if you wake up during the wrong cycle, you still aren't in good shape.
Everybody's is a little different.
In fact, remember how we always yell about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia?
Right.
I read a review article today, which is making a strong case in a widely distributed journal that it's a sleep disturbance.
Right.
That's how long I've been saying that.
Yeah.
And that the sleep can be disordered, and if for whatever reason your sleep is not working right, your sleep physiology isn't right, you can wake up fatigued and irritable and depressed and forgetful and all that good stuff.
And so,
lots of aches and pains.
If your thing is like, if your cycle is like 31 minutes, then you need to go 31 minutes, 62 minutes, or 93 minutes, right? You need to work
something
that
like
cycle.
That, yes.
Yeah.
Things like that. You got to hit them right.
Why is it if you wake up in the morning and you get out of bed and you're up for about maybe an hour or 40 minutes and you go back to sleep and you try and get up after that, it seems way harder to get up. Is that any truth to that? For me, it is.
It depends on your cycles and how long you were asleep for and how long you slept the second time and how long you're awake for and that kind of thing, what your cortisol levels are.
Yeah.
All these things are, your body is going through all these neurohormonal cycles. And
yeah.
If you hit them wrong, you feel it.
I may miss my cycle. I think I'm pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yes, Drew. We'll do a test later. Anyway, we'll...
A paternity test?
Yes.
We swore we would never get into this.
I'm not pregnant yet. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. Well, where's Pete's CD, by the way? Isn't that supposed to be in front of me? Oh, we'll get that. We'll get that. We'll hear something off it. Engineer Anderson has it. We got to have more than one of those. Pete, you brought over a big sack of those, right?
I didn't bring one. I should have brought one. Some guy outside had one. We should have grabbed that.
I want you to sign it?
Yeah.
You know, you sign a lot of autographs. I'm guessing you got a lot of fans, right?
Lately, I have been signing a bunch.
You know what's a little disconcerting? You ever get the 3x5 plain white card that they just want your name on and then want you to sign a second one?
That's the
eBay card.
Yeah.
You get that, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be a prick and tell them to get lost, but on the other hand, you know they have no interest in anything. All right. Let's, did one of those the other day. Jackie?
Yes?
You're 26?
I'm 26, yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I have a question. My husband prefers me to shave my vagina.
Completely?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is perverted. I mean, it's not womanly. I think it looks like a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if that is perverted or not. I mean, I know Howard Stern liked it, but he's a sick pervert, so
there you go.
Pete is shaking his head no feverishly to the perversion.
Who is?
It's not
Pete Yorn is. He doesn't believe it's perverted.
It's not. Sometimes it's a. A clean thing. It's a, you know, especially if you're going to head down there, it's just, there's nothing to get in your way.
Yeah, you want to kiss a guy with a beard? You want to kiss Santa, or you want to kiss a smooth-faced man like Dr. Drew?
I prefer like a goatee, you know, not completely shaved and clean.
I'm getting confused. Are we talking about man? Are we talking about woman?
I'm talking about a man.
Okay.
My husband. I like him to have a goatee.
All right.
You know?
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Manly.
No. Yeah, we know what you're saying, but we're not interested in it.
Okay.
Okay. Well. So here's what we're saying. Pete is saying it cleans things up. I mean, there's nothing in between you and your loved one there. And sometimes hair can, you can get one of those in your mouth. It can hold in a little moisture or odor. It's not the greatest thing, but aesthetically, I like a little patch down there.
It is a little weird, I must admit.
Do you think he likes the way it looks more than anything?
I think both. I think he likes to go, you know, down there better with it
right.
shaved.
Have you ever
but
asked
he
him?
He doesn't shave his stuff.
All right.
But I don't go down on him, so.
Would you if he shaved?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Hold on a second. All right, something's going on with Jack. So, did something happen to her, you think?
No, I just think she's angry.
She won't go down on him?
She's angry. I will not do that.
Jackie.
What?
When's the last time you gave your man a BJ?
Our first year of marriage, I gave him a blowjob 3 times, and I haven't since, and we've been married 6 years.
Wow. And he doesn't complain?
No. I mean, he would love me to do it, but I won't do it.
And why not?
Because when I did it, he held my head there and came in my mouth.
Oh, that's a smooth operator, that guy.
And I hit him really hard. But,
you bit him or hit him?
No, I hit him. I hit him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have that impulse. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand you would want to do that then.
Wait,
that's really sort of foul.
Do you have any history with any abuse or anything like that?
Do I have what?
Any history with abuse?
No.
All right.
No, not abuse.
Well, other than what he just did, yeah. And she reacted in a way that was sort of
appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. But six year freeze out on the guy's penis.
He might have learned his lesson.
He's got on his knees and begged me. He's like, please. And I'm like, no. I'm never doing it again.
Oh, my God. That's love, isn't it?
How long did you date before you got married?
Oh, when I did do it?
No, how long did you go out with him before you got married?
Oh, we only dated 2 months.
How long?
2 months. Then we went to Vegas and got married.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You know what I realize most our callers have difficulty with? The transition stuff. Like, if you talk about BJs and BJ for a while, and then you go, how old were your parents when they got married? My mom blew my dad. it's kind of like when you're playing with a dog and you're throwing the tennis ball a few times, and now it's time to put the tennis ball down and go get some food out. They're still kind of in tennis ball mode for a while. Right. They have to cool down a little. You can't make that quick transition.
And we really screw our callers up if we make that throwing action without actually throwing anything.
Yeah.
They're just screwed then.
I like that move. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, my husband just beeped in. He's in Palm Springs, and he's like, I hear you on the radio. I didn't know he could hear me. So
okay.
Embarrassed.
Well, that's it's part of the magic of the radio, Jackie.
But listen,
he should feel good that we're coming to his defense here a little bit.
I think you need to give him some oral sex and stop looking into his motives for wanting you clean shaven.
I think he learned his lesson about the blowjob. Although, he's in Palm Springs. What do you think he's doing there?
What's he doing over in Palm Springs?
We got Bush.
You're moving to Palm Springs.
Yeah, he's there. He just took a job there.
Okay.
Oh, we're moving there. But, I say this on the radio since he can hear me, that I will give him oral sex again if he buys me a brand new BMW.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
Oh, my God.
3 series or 5 series?
Yeah, that's a good question. 3 or 5 series?
What?
3 series or 5 series?
5.
5?
5 series. Mm-hmm.
7 series he does anal?
Huh? You know what? No, I won't do anal at all.
Not for the 7 series?
Can't that cause hemorrhoids? Ask the doctor there.
Well, the 7 series has heated seats.
Oh, so I had a Denali with heated seats. I don't care about that.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
I mean, this is that minor league pain in the ass. This is world class.
Listen, her husband's listening, so... I'm telling you, you're in Palm Springs. You keep going for Mexico. She's calling from Missouri, Drew. Just keep heading. Keep going south.
Either he's got to like encase his nuts in lead. I mean, she's gunning for him.
No, he just go to Mexico, start a new life. Get some papers over there. Change your name.
Oh my God.
Just fake your death and just keep moving. Chaz.
Yeah.
Is it Chaz? Is your name
Chaz?
Chaz.
Yes. Isn't it normally spelled with a Z?
It's a unique name. My full name is Chasten, and it's a combination of my grandfather's name, which is Charles, and my dad's name, which is Christian.
All right, Chasten.
So I got the crap left over.
Yeah. Right. Were kids a little tough on you growing up with that Chasten name?
Not really. They're like, what does that mean? And then they used to, mispronounce it purposefully.
Well, rhymes with chance, rhymes with ass. I would say that'd be one of my first terms.
What's the question?
Oh.
Okay. I wanted to know. Well, first of all, love you guys.
Love you, Chaz.
Where are you calling from?
Webster. It's New York.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing us there now?
Huh?
Are you hearing us there?
Yeah.
That's where
we
go.
Not on the radio, but on the phone.
All right.
I'm watching Conan O'Brien, but anyway.
Drew, stop talking to people that call this show.
Right,
yell at them like I do. That's all.
All right.
Before I get my question.
Did you hear the one I was... Hang on a second, Chaz. The one I was fighting with the other night before you came in here when you were at the show?
No. I thought about tuning in, and I thought, well, what good's that going to do me?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I can't hear me. That's
Dawson's
what I
Creek.
Thought. You watched Dawson's Creek.
I don't normally, but since I know that you guys were going to be on there...
Yes.
You guys were not that bad.
Thank you. We did Dawson's Creek last night. Yeah.
They cut off a lot of stuff.
How do you know what they cut off?
Well, it doesn't. They took unnatural cutouts. Like when you were talking about the midget guy, he's a midget when you can fit, and then it cut out.
When you can rest your balls on his head. What he actually said was, Chaz, when Adam can rest his balls on his head.
Oh.
And they saw him sort of cupping his nuts and cut that.
All right. Well, that's the official measurement of when you're a midget?
Yes, yes.
Well, this is interesting. I mean, people want to know how tall you officially have to be, and there's debate, but my nuts don't lie. You know what I mean? And that would... I'm going to stand up right now, Drew. Yeah. That's about right.
That's midget. That's not a chondroplastic dwarf. That's midget.
You said you have to be wearing stilettos, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did say stiletto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Dawson's Creek.
I still haven't seen it. I'm scared. All right, Chaz, listen, what's your question?
All right. How do fetishes form? Fetishes.
No one knows for sure.
Can it be abuse or something?
Yeah, trauma is a great way to form a fetish, yes.
like, if someone, like, kicked them a lot and, the and like, they're, I don't know, where the hell.
Well,
it's... like a foot fetish.
No, that's not how foot fetishes form. But it's basically people that feel helpless, and particularly helpless when they're in a relationship, and they get these sort of sensory focuses and these need to recreate experiences of destruction and resurrection as a way of managing their own feelings in an intimate encounter. And
Pete,
the fetish becomes a focus.
Where'd you get your shaved focus? You have that fetish, that shaved fetish you were talking about at the top of the show?
From pornos, I think. Everyone's shaved in pornos.
Yeah.
And you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah, it can't be wrong. The professionals, that's the way they do it. It's like you watch a porn, it's like watching an NBA game. It's like, well, this is how the guy shoots. This is the technique he uses. I should use the same when I hit the court. How could it be wrong? True?
So be it.
All right. If shaving you's wrong, I don't want to be right. Let's, speaking of songs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear a little Pete Yorn song. What about that? Yeah? All right. This one's called Come Back Home. Stylings of Pete Yorn.
It's a call for Pete, actually.
Well, we do?
Yeah, let's take that before we go to break.
Pete's in the studio, by the way, not just in CD form. Vanessa?
Hi.
You're 20. Hi.
Hey, 20 years old.
What's up?
First of all, hello, Adam. Hello, Drew.
Hey, Vanessa.
I enjoy you immensely both.
Thank you.
But my question is for Pete, whom I love. extensively. I love you so much, Pete. I've seen you 5 times. I'm going to see you at the Warfield in San Francisco on Monday.
Excellent.
And my boyfriend has seen you 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And we went to your trampoline record release party at the House of Blues, and it was excellent.
All right.
It was awesome, and I really liked the song Hunter Green. I was a little disappointed that wasn't on the album. What's the deal with that?
Hunter Green is from a different record that I made before Music for the Morning After.
Hmm.
So it's part of that whole record, and I put it on the trampoline compilation just because I want people to hear it. But I think I'm actually going to put out that whole record that I spoke of sometime in the near future. So.
Greatly.
Yeah, Simon Eyes from Music for the Morning After is on that record too. So that's kind of the sound of the record. But if you listen to those two songs,
yeah, track on that album.
Yeah.
For sure. And I just wanted to say that I really like your music, and I wanted them to know about the song Committed, because that's like my favorite song on the album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I've already bought it and listened to it.
Yeah, that's it's a nice song. I remember I was thinking about. A Springsteen song called Brilliant Disguise. That song reminds me of that a little bit. It's kind of an update on that.
I like that. Everyone gets mad at me, but I like Springsteen, but I don't see why I got to hear nothing but Springsteen and no John Hyatt, for instance, on the radio. And it makes me a little resentful. And Springsteen is him and John Cougar and guys like that. It's they're okay, but. I could listen. There's a few other guys I'd like to hear just a little bit more of and a little less of that. But still talented people. But Brilliant Disguise is one of my favorite songs of his of the last 8 or 10 years. True, you not so?
No.
Got that snap thing?
My song doesn't sound too much like it, but...
Oh, really?
It's kind of...
That's the only one I like of his.
It's a good one.
Well, geez, I'm not sure if I'd like yours, Pete, because that's... All right, Drew?
Yeah?
Don't know the Springsteen?
No. And
Bruce?
I'm from Jersey, so I'm obligated.
Everyone, I always feel I love Bruce Springsteen too, but I feel like I have to tell people there's other people out there that are good that you don't get to hear sometimes because you're hearing too much Springsteen.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't hear enough Springsteen.
You don't?
No.
See?
All right. And is everyone from Jersey? Listen, I'm from North Hollywood. I hate everyone from North Hollywood. That's what you should be like with Jersey.
I was like that.
He should be your competition. F. Bruce. I'm from Jersey. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Pete Yorn. That's what you should be saying. Drew, and you should be that way about Pasadena.
Who's from Pasadena?
Me. Drew is.
Oh, nice.
You
nice.
Should hate
South
everyone
Pasadena?
My office is in South Pasadena.
All right.
Oh,
what do you know about Pasadena?
My
everybody.
Bass player is from South Pasadena.
No,
he should hate everyone from Pasadena because he should.
I think he does.
Oh, good.
There you go.
I'm going to get him on the show. All right, we'll be back with Pete Yorn after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. Rob Schneider's going to be in here on Sunday.
Pete likes Rob.
I like Rob Schneider.
Yeah, nice guy.
Pete likes Rob. He's probably from New Jersey. Pete is going to be
Peterama.
He's going to be down at the Yornster. Pete's going to be down at the Tower Records on Sunset. It's going to be the Sunset store that's this Saturday. He's doing a concert there.
A little concert.
And going to sign... All right, Drew, come on. Then he's going to sign some of those CDs you buy. So you don't want to miss that. All right. Where is we? We'll speak to Lisa, who's 28. Lisa?
Yes?
What's up?
I had a question I wanted to know. My husband has never gotten off with a blowjob.
That happens. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you feel less adequate or something? Why is that
a
problem?
No, I have no problem feeling adequate about the way I give him oral sex. I know it's good, but...
How do you know it's good?
Well, because he's not the only one that's ever said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but he's sort of backpedaling when he says it. No, it's not you. It's not because of the way you do it. You're great.
Well, so that's just not his, it's not his bag. You know what I mean? Yeah. I couldn't hang out with a guy like that personally, but you know, there's guys who are that way. It's not Drew, that's not your cup of tea, the BJ, is it?
Not the way it is for, as I've learned, for guys like you.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
Let's
put it this way. You'd be, yeah, when you, no.
Drew, it is, would be the only time your wife would stop talking, you know. You ought to think of it that way. Forget about the physical sensation. Shut your wife up for 10 seconds.
It's that you would be happy the rest of your life with just that.
I could handle it.
Not just happy, probably ecstatic.
Well, I'd need TiVo.
Yeah.
TiVo and a BJ. I think I could get by.
And I would be, that would be impossible for me.
Well, because you're a man of such extreme passion.
Yeah.
It's good when you don't know somebody that well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then otherwise, it's a good precursor to sex.
There you go.
Right.
The intercourse.
Yeah, that's a good point. The BJ is nice if you just met or recently, and you're getting that first BJ, because this is a good sign. This is like, okay, there's something going here. I mean, she's got to like me a little bit. Her face is down where my balls used to be. I mean, that's that. Yeah, that's a good. So it's a good message that is sent to the penis, and it is a nice precursor. And then if you're like me, you know, you could see one through to the finish. Lisa?
Yes.
But not Lisa's husband.
That's not what he likes, having sex with you?
Of course. It's about 3-4 times a week.
Okay. So what's your problem, baby?
In the subtext of everyone of Lisa's comment is, who wouldn't?
Yeah, what's up with you? Are you angry? Are you stuck up? What's up?
I'm not stuck up. I am angry.
Why are you angry?
I'm a bitch, but you know what? I'm cool. I don't...
I know. We can tell.
Why are you angry?
Why are you angry?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I sort of like someone who just admits this the way.
No, I like that, but isn't it something that you'd rather change? It's kind of being uncomfortable to be angry all the time.
No, you know what? I get along with a lot of people, but a lot of people have a lot of problems with me because of the simple fact that they can't be open-minded and...
Let's translate this.
Listen, no, they don't like you because you're pain in the ass, not because they can't be open-minded.
You know what? I'll admit that.
Yeah, right. They don't like because you project a lot of stuff that makes them uncomfortable, and so they push away.
Just, you know what? I'm open. I'm honest. I don't hide anything I don't like.
No. Lisa, no, that's a bunch of BS.
Hold on. I got to go on a quick tirade here about all these a-holes out there who go...
I'm so honest.
Well, sometimes people have trouble with me because they just can't handle the truth. I mean, I'm the kind of person that tells you the way I'm feeling straight out. And a lot of people, well, they just can't handle it. So people do have difficulty. And the implication is the weak, insecure people have difficulty with you. No, people have difficulty with you because you're a bitch.
And
not just Lisa. I'm talking about all you pains in the ass out there.
Thank you.
It's not because we can't handle the truth. It's because you're pain in our ass.
And the way people like Lisa manage their feelings is by projecting them into other people. I'm angry all the time. I'm irritable all the time. And you take them on. They're yours.
Yeah,
and you can't handle it just because I'm telling you how you feel. She's just dumping all her feelings on top of you, which is a very immature, primitive way of dealing with feelings.
All right, baby.
No, I'm not immature about it.
We know you are, Lisa, because you're making us feel this way. You're dumping.
This is how we're perceiving you. We've never spoken before. So why do you think that's all right? Why do you think you're angry?
Pretty bad.
You know, I don't know. I think because people are just afraid to be themselves. They're too worried.
All right, let's bet. We need a betting.
We've asked you why you're angry three times, and you come back with people
other
are scared
people.
Of being themselves.
I'm angry probably because...
Hold on. We all hate you because I'm scared to be me, and Pete's scared to be Pete, and Drew's scared to be Drew.
You got to earn it.
No.
Put your bucks down here. We're gambling.
Wasn't this about a BJ? Oh.
It was. This whole show was about something once upon a time. I got bored. So we decided to take it a different direction. But I don't know. Do you think we're going to get anything out of Lisa?
Yes.
I'm a bitch.
We're going to get something out of her?
The only way.
Three times I've asked her why she was angry, and she says because people can't
because
handle
it. Because we're going to come up with her history. She's going to deny it. We're going to push. She'll say, okay, well, this happened, but I dealt with it.
Okay.
You're right, that happened, but it doesn't matter.
Pete, get your money out, buddy. Come on. We're doing some gambling now.
Let me think about this.
Uh-oh. All right. Angry. Yeah. Okay. I only got $10, Drew.
Yeah.
What do you got? Put some money up for me.
Sinsky? I got you.
Pete's got a $5. Thanks, Pete. Hey, get that CD, everyone. Day I Forgot. It's Pete Yorn, everybody. Going to be at the Sunset Tower this Saturday.
Los Angeles.
That'd be good for at least a dollar. Okay. All right, I'll go first.
All right.
I say Lisa's angry. Well, I'm dead. Dad cheated. Dad, Dad was cheated. Dad had an affair. Dad, mom stayed together for a while, but bad blood between them.
All right, dad cheated. Good.
Worked a lot. Didn't pay attention to her.
Give any more details about mom or dad?
Just a loveless, angry relationship.
All right.
All right, Pete.
What makes Aliza? What creates Aliza?
Not happy with herself.
No.
How come? What happened? What traumas in childhood resulted in that?
Yeah, we need the past.
The past.
What were her relationship with her parents like?
Molested by uncle.
Oh, good one. Yes. Nice. Very nice.
Sweet.
Very good.
Good move.
Okay. Maybe that might be it. But I think Lisa's mom was like Lisa.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Got a
borderline
flash
mom.
Of mom.
Yeah,
flash
borderline
of
mom. Maybe alcoholic. My boy, but imagine who the dad would be with that mom.
All right.
He would be. He becomes rageful and abusive and physically abusive to mom eventually.
That's up a lot. Okay. Lisa?
Yeah.
Now, I understand we're trying to help here.
No, that's fine. That's why I called.
Okay. So let's just talk about your upbringing, your past.
Okay.
Parents. Divorced, still together?
Divorced since I was three.
Three. Uh-oh. And any abuse take place?
Yes.
What kind?
From my dad.
What kind of abuse?
Sexual, but I don't remember as of right now. Used to do a lot of speed, stayed up for about 3 weeks. When I finally shut down and woke up, I remembered, but I can't tell you right now what I remembered.
So
I do know I remembered something.
You know your dad sexually abused you. And and what got him, why did your parents divorce? Was it because of that, you think?
No, that didn't come out until after they were divorced.
Uh-huh.
Why
do you think they got divorced?
I don't know. I think just because my father's a very unsatisfiable person.
What happens when he's unsatisfied? Does he get violent?
Yeah, he gets violent, he gets...
What are you raising your hands for?
Very controlling.
Oh, what, did he cheat on your mom?
Not that I know
Come
of.
Come on, baby.
I was little, so I wouldn't...
Pete
and I got this one.
Yeah, well,
Pete and I split this.
He took off early, come on.
Being violent with mom.
You focused on mom. What are you talking about?
So mom was like Lisa. Was your mom a lot like you, Lisa?
I'll say I'm a lot like her.
That's different than her mom being like her. She was like him, right?
No, you know what? My mother's a bitch, but she's not a cool bitch.
She's Lisa's bitch.
Okay.
When I'm bitchy, people just look at it and they're like, man, she's cool, but at the same time...
All right, so your dad got out of there when you were three. And
I'm a bitch.
Have you seen her? Has seen your dad since? You keep in contact with him?
I did until I was about 21.
Yeah.
I nailed this one.
Hold on. What'd you say, Drew?
I said she was a lot like her mom.
That's anyone can say that about anybody.
You can then imagine.
You said her mom was aggressive. Mom's bitch.
Mom was
right.
bitch like Lisa. All the right. Same person. Same borderline.
Right,
boy,
right.
I said, I even used the word borderline.
Yeah. Okay.
And that you'd imagine the relationship she'd be in would be an abusive male who'd become violent with her.
Yeah. All right. That's easy.
And then
you didn't get the sexual abuse.
I didn't. Pete got that.
Well, what are you guys, a team all of a sudden?
No, yeah, we're ganging up on you.
I'll split it.
Your money back.
All right, listen, Lisa.
Yeah.
Forget about the BJs.
Okay.
Get some therapy.
Lisa, here's the deal. All this stuff that you rationalize as other people not being honest and not dragging honesty, that is all very, very primitive emotional mechanisms that you utilize as a way of taking your unpleasant feelings and shame and dumping them into other people. And so they turn tail and run because it's incredibly uncomfortable to be around. It has nothing to do with people not being able to tolerate honesty. Nothing at all.
Oh, Drew. You sound like you had another
word.
I thought
I was going to stop right
okay,
there.
Okay, get some therapy. If your dad sexually abused you...
And she was a speed addict, and she needs some addiction treatment.
Okay, that's all right. Nathan?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been dating my girlfriend for about 8 or 9 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And within about the past 5 or 6 months, we've started to explore a little bit.
Why am I just thinking bogus already?
I don't know.
Do you get that?
A little bit. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
This is bogus.
I'm on a cell phone. Hold on.
Cell phone.
Is that better?
No.
I'm not sure. What you do?
I just took off my hands-free set.
Okay.
That's better.
All right. Everybody, take the hands-free set off, please. Go ahead there.
Okay. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 8 or 9 months. And within about the past 3 or 4 months, we've been starting to explore in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Things such as like nipple clamps, weights, piercings, hitting, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there's any problems. Like, are there any medical disadvantages to it?
Medical disadvantages.
Non-question.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, can it cause any serious damage? Is there any long-term...
All right, hold on a second, Nathan, because we got to take a break. We'll, let's see. We'll talk about this. No, quiet down over there, Drew. You're getting all full of your own ass tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wise ass. Now, listen.
Oops.
Yes, you think Nathan is bogus because there's no affect to his call, and he doesn't really have a question. He wants to know about the medical. Yes, if you hit somebody like that,
you don't hurt them.
If you make a fist and punch them in the face, you could possibly break
some. If you use the nipple clamp until you tear off the nipple, you could cause a problem.
Right. But... he also, a lot of the guys that are into the bondage stuff or the fetish thing are sort of smart sounding and sort of calculating in the words they choose.
The cold detachment.
Yes, yeah. And so it sounds like they're asking a question that they don't want an answer to, but that's their affect.
Maybe.
So I'm banking that Nathan is one of those guys. We're going to take a little break. Pete Yorn is here. We'll get back. We'll get into this bondage thing. Pete, you into bondage at all?
I'm not into it.
Okay.
Someone asked me to tie him up, and I was like, no. No, I knew it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, never got a little rough trade every once in a while. You know, nothing wrong with a little tap on the ass.
Yeah.
I like being like, that's too much work. I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm not into the tying people up and stuff.
Yeah, true? Not for you?
No.
Okay.
Too much work.
We'll be back. Buddy, Love Line. I love this song.
Rejects.
Yeah, it's a good song. Pete Yorn is here tonight. Day I Forgot, name of the CD, out a couple days ago. Going to be at the Sunset Tower Records out here in Los Angeles this Saturday, playing and then doing a signing. So if you're in the area, or if you're not, you got a couple days to make it out and catch him. We will get back with Nathan, who's 22, into the bondage thing, wants to know about the physical damage you may cause via the bondage.
Let's stay out of this one, because it just does not speak to me.
All right. Hey, Nathan.
Yeah.
So, well, let's just, again, go back to the nipple clamps. you put them, like, here's what I'm saying. You put a clothespin on the end of your finger, it's fine. You put your finger in a bench vise and crank it down, it's not fine. It's the same pinching action. One tears flesh and crushes bone. The other's just a mild numbness. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the same goes with the nipples and the bondage and all that.
Okay. I have another question kind of related to this as well.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't get off. Like, I can't have an orgasm unless, like, I'm having nipple clamps. Or some other type of painful stimulation.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it a fetish.
Were you ever addicted to opiates?
A little bit, actually, yeah.
Yeah, this is an opiate addict thing.
Why? What were you addicted to?
Well, I did marijuana for about 2.5 years.
Mm.
I stopped almost a year ago.
Nah.
That's not an opiate.
What opiate?
Well, I've done opium, straight up opium, about a year ago. For about 2 or 3 months, I was on opium.
So you're 3 months on opium.
Yeah, and again, I stopped about a year ago on the opium.
You take any Vicodin or anything like that recently?
Pardon?
Vicodin or anything like that?
No. I've tried Norco.
All right. Well, people that sort of gravitate to opiates usually have a lot of sort of painful affects they're carrying around, painful feelings. They have trouble regulating them. They also have trouble experiencing themselves and being aroused and sort of being satisfied and gratified. And so they need high levels of arousal in order to do that. And your pain, monkeying with pain, is something opiate addicts do an awful lot of.
Well, good times. Takes all kinds, you know, that's what I say, Pete.
Good times, yeah.
Pete, oh, wait, this Tony's got a question for Pete. Tony?
Yes.
You're 22?
I found myself driving down the street the other day. I wish I could remember what I was thinking, but I thought, well, it takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes all kinds.
Go ahead, Tony.
How you guys doing, Adam? This
good.
Dr. Drew. I just have a question for Peter. Wasp, he left Dirty Bird about a year ago. I just want to know if you you guys ever hang out. I'm sure you guys do. And I heard you got a new record out. Haven't really had a chance to listen to it, but just the whole situation with Woz, you know, great guitarist. Was he around? I guess planning to like reunite, play any gigs.
Woz is playing Friday night in Los Angeles. If you're around, at the Hotel Cafe on Cahuenga.
No, actually I wasn't. I live up in California, San Francisco area.
Oh.
So
yeah, it's all good with Woz. Me and Woz are old friends. We went to college together, and he's, you know, always been a part of my bands, and we've, you know, been playing together for years.
Right.
But last December, or not this past December, but the one before that, he had toured with me for about 2 years at that point, and he decided he wanted to go do his solo thing.
Yeah.
And work on that. So that's what he's doing. He's been playing around in LA a lot. He's got an EP out. You get it at milesofmusic.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing too, because for a while I thought you can get it on your website, but I didn't have a link to it, and I couldn't find it like any record store up here in San Francisco, Berkeley area. So
wazmusic.com, wazmusic.com.
There you go.
And so get it.
I'll definitely get it. I enjoy his music very much. I have another question. If you allow me to do, I just recently got back from New York with my girlfriend, and you're from Jersey, so I want to know if you have any favorite hangouts in the city, Manhattan, CBGBs, or anywhere in Jersey.
Scores.
Whores?
Scores, but whores is not a bad
Some people would call it that.
Hey, Bob Zola, got a big celebrity in the house. Bjorn, everybody, ladies, show me appreciate him. Bob Zola, businessman's lunch. Shayna, stage five, I love this guy, because they got that part carnival barker, part airport traffic, air traffic controller. Like, I like they got that little business. Like, part of it is keep the erection going, keep the money flowing, keep the excitement high. But then once in a while, they gotta go like, Shayna, stage five.
Yeah.
Stage five, Shayna, lights are on. Green Cavalier in the parking lot. Lights are on. Blah, 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 blah bottomless salad bowl. Blah, 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 blah. And they're always the same dude. It's a fat guy, but they're not really fat. They're sort of husky.
Haunchy.
Yeah, they got a lot of ass and gut on them. They wear the leather fanny pack and the muscle pants.
It's a version of the comic strip store owner in The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's that guy, a little less geeky.
A little less geeky.
He's got an earring and a ponytail.
Yeah, the comic book guy in The Simpsons.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit of that, but it's that guy who slipped into a gig of.
Right, and because of his position, he gets a little residual tail every once in a while. Like, every once in a while, there's some stripper, like, Tammy got dumped by her boyfriend who plays Arena League football. She's on the skids. She caught him cheating. She's looking for a little revenge sex. She's a little coked up, and he does that... You need a ride home. I'm cutting out about 4A. If you want to get some Tootski, we can go back to that. And he gets a little, like, they don't really want to have sex with him, but it's like they've done worse, and what the hell. And it's not bad, really. I'd like to work that gig.
Well, then those guys become kind of dangerous.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because they think that they're...
Right. They don't realize what their real market value
worse,
is.
There are definitely worse gigs than that job.
Yeah, there is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that job.
You'd be great at it.
I would.
You'd be
I got
natural.
The voice. It's all that same blah, 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 blah. And after a while, after about 6 hours in the club, here's what all just sounds like. They It's just a white noise. I can't discern any words anymore that come from them. Funny money. Show me a brace. All right.
Want a break? Yeah.
We'll take a little break. Pete Yorn. We're going to take a little break. I'll tell you what, I'm going to disclose to drive a truck.
No, don't. You're
wild. Pete, he'll do it. He'll do it. Wild man. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. The CD is called Day I Forgot, and it is out. Pete will be at the Sunset Tower out here in Los Angeles playing and signing CDs this Saturday, the 19th. All right. We'll hear something else off the CD in this hour. We'll move forward and speak to Jake, who's 17. Jake?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if it meant I was gay because I've done stuff with guys before.
It helps put you a little further down that road.
Well, it started off, really dumb. I'm only 17, and, I've had girlfriends and stuff before, mm-hmm. but I never actually got head from them, and my friend and I were, both wanted to see what it felt like, so we gave each other head, but that's the only thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
He's gay.
True, please. How long ago did this happen?
6 months ago.
Yeah? Did you finish?
What do you mean?
You know, when he was giving you the BJ, did you have an orgasm?
I don't know, not really.
Nah, I take that as a yes.
It's a yes, yeah.
All right. And you did it to him.
Yeah.
See, I'd be like, yeah, I want to know what it feels like. Give me a BJ there, Dave. And then, when I was done, I was like, oh, man, this is gross. I'm going home. But you reciprocated. Okay. And do you like the guy?
No.
No? Don't want to do it again?
No, it was just a good friend of mine.
And you ever think about, just a good friend? You ever think about the, here's a good question. Do you ever, you do a fair amount of masturbating, right?
Yeah, all the time.
What do you think about when you masturbate?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about when you masturbate?
Anything, just getting ahead or, having sex or anything.
With a girl?
Yeah.
It's always all your pornography is girls?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some with, there's, ones with, girls and guys doing stuff, but...
Yeah, that's healthy. at least I've labeled it healthy.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No. Okay. I'm only 17 right now, and nothing's happened yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
But, yeah, I don't know, it was just weird. Cause, actually, it happened more than once. It was with the same guy. We got, because we both not liked so much, but it was just, there'd be times, we'd be, it'd be, night, and then he'd call me just to be, would you come over and, give me head or something?
All right, Drew, let me ask you this. If a guy's in prison,
yeah,
and he's there for a while and he's not in the company of a woman and he gets himself a BJ, is that gay?
No.
It isn't. That's just fulfilling a sort of biological mandate?
Yeah.
Now, what about being a 17-year-old that can't get laid? That's its own prison.
It is, yet the boundary issues here are so profoundly disturbed or altered.
Yeah.
I can't believe something didn't happen to Jake.
Jake, no diddling when you were younger, no. Neighbor, gardener, uncle, nobody got to you?
No, for real, nothing at all.
Okay. Well, let's call him bye at this stage. You'd like to get a girlfriend?
Me?
You.
Yes, you.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
And you think if you did have a girlfriend who you could have sex with, you'd forget all about your BJ buddy?
Well, what do you mean? I'd forget about him, but, it's not like I'd be oh, I want to go back to him or anything. It was just because, neither of us could get ahead, so I'd be okay, give it to me, just so I could get it.
Right, but I had a little trouble buying a BJ when I was 17, too. I didn't blow my buddies.
Were you... Were you?
Well, this could bogus.
No, wait a minute. Were you adopted or anything?
Yeah, I was adopted, actually.
Age 3?
I'm sorry?
How old were you when you got adopted?
Really little, I don't know, 5 months or something, though.
5 months. Mm-hmm. What happened before you were left?
Hell's he knows.
You know, this is profound, neglect in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys, remember that guy James that would sort of have sex with his dog and stuff?
Yeah.
This is that same kind of stuff.
Actually, his dog was having sex with him.
To be fair to
the dog and the dog's family who could be listening.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jake just sounds...
Detached. No, no connection. No.
Jake?
Yeah.
You got put up for adoption, and how are the people that adopted you?
Oh, good. I for real, rarely even think about my adoption, though. That's weird that you even brought that up, though, because, it's for real just they're my parents. Like, I never even think about it that I'm adopted. Like,
okay.
Well, whatever happened in those intervening months before you were adopted, there may have been some profound neglect that affected your brain development. Mm-hmm. That we see this kind of thing, what Jake's describing, in like Romanian orphans and stuff, kids that were left for a couple of years in neglectful situations. And the possibility of having a human connection, really understanding another person and experiencing them as separate and whole, is quite impaired. And they can have sex with dogs and not think anything of it. They can have BJs with their buddies and just, oh, well, whatever.
So it's just a sort of a place to put your penis that's warm.
It's not really a human, per se. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog?
That was Akita Collie mix, if you
remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Brutus.
Yeah, Brutus was the dog's name. Although the dog in this instance, and this was a long time ago, was actually having sex
with
the guy.
Yeah.
And he was performing oral on the dog.
I forgot that the dog changed
the dog's name to Lucky. And everyone was calling, was very upset. But my thing was, is he's performing oral on the dog. How upset can you be? I mean, for the dog.
Well, I think, as I recall, what you mentioned was which dog is in better shape? The ones pulling the sleds in the Iditarod or Brutus?
I'm just saying, you got to pick. It's just hypothetically, you're a dog, you have to choose a life. You sniff bombs out at the airport, you pull the fat Eskimo from Nome to Anchorage, or you get a BJ from your freaked out owner. I'm taking the BJ. That's me. That's the kind of dog I am. Let's, Pete, what kind of dog are you?
You'd probably be pulling the...
Come on. You're a lion dog is what you are.
Dirty lion dog.
Corey?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question about earwax removal and a comment about masturbation.
What was the first thing you said?
Earwax removal?
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you get the masturbation comment in first?
I have just a technique for all the fellows out there for easy cleanup. What I do is I use those big Slurpee cups.
The big gulps.
Yeah. Spray.
You just use that.
Yeah, and then just clean the cup out and reuse it.
Clean it out and reuse it.
Thanks for sharing that, Corey.
That's great.
Very imaginative. Gotta be the big gulp.
I beat off out of a train window because it's clean. The fact that you're... Hold on a second. Let me say this. I come from a long line of people who reuse junk that is supposed to be thrown away.
Yes.
It is a bad, bad sign. When you're taking... You know, like, when I'm over at the grandparents' house and I'm tossing the mayonnaise jar, the pickle jar, and my grandmother dives on me. Oh, where are you... You know, it's like, I'm throwing it away. Oh, no. We can use that for a freezer jar. You understand... We're not trapped on an island somewhere. This is not the caveman days. This jar of best foods here, not good to anybody. This is that weird, that sort of mentality of reusing stuff is, it's a bad sign.
Yeah, life's not going well.
And if you're beating off into a big gulp cup and then mopping it out with a sponge and reusing it the next day,
And then gleefully announcing to the world you've invented a technique.
Yeah.
It's a technique, I guess, isn't it?
It's Corey's technique.
Yeah.
Pioneered it.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Well, now, let me just delve a little deeper into this. How many of those big gulps you say would you drink in a week?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
not the one with the jizz floater. I'm talking about just a regular store-bought one.
Like, well, I don't get big gulps. Slurpees.
Oh, Slurpee. Slurpees.
One a week.
Slurpee a week. Oh, I see. So that cup, and you may beat off every day, right?
Yeah. I'm like you.
You're good for more than once a day? Okay, so that cup's got to last you, is what you're saying.
Well, sometimes I don't always clean it out. I'll leave it in there.
Yeah, sure. It's got a wax coating.
End of the week, you know.
End of the week. You just you dump it like you're slopping a pig.
Brown and crusty.
Yeah.
Well, good, nice. Good times.
You got a lady? I bet the ladies are hot for you, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, women love us like this.
And Corey, can't you just beat off in the shower or something if you're worried about cleanliness?
I gotta look at something though.
I see. Toilet?
Sock.
Yeah, and
like laminated Parle mags or something you can put in the shower.
Yeah, I've come up with that idea a long time ago. All right, so what, you want to know how to get rid of the earwax now?
Yeah, it's a real problem. Like when I'll sleep.
I got a plan. You know that straw that comes with the Slurpee? You just jam that in your ear with a twisting motion.
No, that's how you rupture eardrums. Here's the deal.
A little semen for lubricant.
You're in your 20s. If you're having such bad earwax that it's falling out of your ear, right? It's like getting pillow and stuff.
It's not falling. Like, I'll sleep and I'll have the good ear down. And, like, if someone were to break in, I wouldn't hear them at all.
Yeah.
Like,
they may steal your precious bounty of jizz in a big gold cup.
How often do you get your ears cleaned out, Corey?
I use the syringe thing, but nothing ever.
So you've never had them professionally cleaned?
Huh? No.
Where do you get your ears professionally cleaned?
I can do it.
How's that work?
We have this thing. There's two ways. There's stuff squirt water in. There's one that squirts something in and sucks, vacuums it out.
How often should one do this?
It depends on your age and your person. Not very often. And I'll tell you what, if at his age, if it's happening, it's because he probably has some dysfunction of the cerumen-producing glands in the ear. It sounds like a seborrhea or something. So he should be using like cortisporin drops, that sort of thing in there.
Is some wax, I would imagine that it's there for a purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, some protective whatever.
People shoving things into their ear to clean out wax is the leading cause of ruptured eardrum in the country.
Okay, but let me ask this. You get the Q-tip and they tell you, do not put it in your ear. And then my question is, well, what the F am I supposed to do with it
then? For the outside of the ear.
For the outside of the ear? I put my finger in there. I don't need an instrument to get the outside of the ear.
Well,
I got to get the inside.
The opening.
I get the chunks in there.
I know you do.
Do you listen to loud music?
Oh, will that do it?
No, he's wondering why he doesn't hear.
Oh,
maybe that's why he's getting the buildup.
Will you think that'll cause it?
No. That cause it? Mm-hmm. No.
It's a glandular. It's a skin problem. It's a skin issue.
Corey.
Yeah.
How you? What are you doing for a living?
I knew you were gonna ask that. I do.
By the way, if you get it from a lot of music, do you wear earplugs? Earplugs take the serum and packs it back in.
Oh.
Some people that are around loud music wear a lot of earplugs, and so that gives them a problem.
I do go. I've been to like Slayer concert before.
Do you put earplugs in when you do that?
No. He bangs his head.
One Slayer show can do it.
Yep.
You gotta have those guys on there, man.
Hey, Corey, what do you do for a living?
I do security.
Oh, yeah. Just hanging out in front of the dumpster by the warehouse, beating off into a cup.
No, I work security I don't want to say.
All right, it's best you know.
Come, like,
all right, where do you
Walmart,
meet?
Walmart.
Where do you meet the ladies?
Walmart.
No, he doesn't work at Walmart.
Walmart, Corey. Walmart.
No, it is construction security.
I go to clubs and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, he's a blah blah blah. Blah
can
blah.
You meet some
strip clubs?
No. Just clubs.
Like dance clubs.
Can you meet some... No, dance clubs. Drew, shut up. Can you meet some women somewhere?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you do that?
All
right. All right there, buddy.
Good times.
What's wrong with security guards? Does the windbreaker make... If you wear windbreakers, does that make you into a retard eventually? Is there something in the windbreaker that makes people stupid? Because the longer someone wears a windbreaker, the dumber they are. Have you noticed that, Drew?
Mm.
It's hard to talk to guys in windbreakers. And it seems like there's something... Maybe there's something that penetrates the skin that affects the brain or the nervous system. You never see a smart guy in a windbreaker. Sweaters make you smarter and windbreakers make you dumber.
Huh.
I'm going to do some studies on this.
Maybe some electromagnetic radiation or energy is captured by these instruments.
Overcoats make you cool. Sweaters make you smart, and windbreakers make you dumb. I'm going to work this out. Scarves make you gay. Maybe that's mock turtlenecks I'm thinking of. So let's hear a Pete Yorn song.
Great idea.
I got to write this down, Drew.
Okay, work
this
it out.
This is very important stuff.
I know that.
Okay. This is off the new CD, and this is called Crystal Village.
Crystal scenery, the way to our attainment. was good in the beginning. It was good in the beginning. Can't take my hand.
Yorn, everybody, in studio, and going to be down at the tower on Sunset out here in Los Angeles this Saturday, doing a show and doing a signing. So get out, buy the CD, and see him there. We will
take
back
one more
to
call.
The phones, yeah, before we go to break. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, my friend says she's pregnant. She's positive it's mine because her husband can't discharge. I had a threesome with her and her husband, and I was wondering if it was, first off, if it was possible for a woman to get pregnant after menopause.
No,
it's not.
How old is the gal?
She's 52.
52.
Maybe she's not menopausal.
I thought I heard her mention that she didn't have her period anymore.
Maybe it meant it stopped 2 days earlier.
Or maybe that she's on some medication that stops it. But menopause is because you're not producing any more eggs. That's the end. It's over.
And when does that usually hit? Somewhere late 40s, early 50s?
Early 40s to late 50s. A big range.
Mm-hmm. But if she's 52,
probably into it.
Probably past the halfway probability point there.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go for that. The husband's 52 too?
No, he's 55.
He's 55. And how do you know this couple?
I met them through my parents.
I see. And you had sex you had a threesome.
Yeah.
And you had sex with a woman.
Yes.
And you had an orgasm with her?
Yes.
And what was the guy doing during that time? Is he on oxygen or drinking some Metamucil? Like, what does a guy do? Build a ship in a bottle? What's a 55-year-old guy doing while you're banging his wife?
Well, I know he was really trying to get into my butt, but, you know, I'm not gay. I'm
bogus.
About to go for that.
Yeah.
Bogus. Nice try.
Now we don't believe you, Mike. And we wanted to believe you, but we don't.
No.
Liar, liar, whore, liar, whore, and you know it.
No, he kept grabbing my butt, and, you know, I don't know. I just assumed. But
hold on. Why? Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yeah.
What's in it for a 19-year-old strapping young buck like yourself to have sex with a postmenopausal chick and her saggy-sacked husband?
Well, I'm not in college, and, you know, what else am I going to do?
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
You know, really, that's all. Keep trying.
Mike, we got two choices here. Both are going to be unflattering. Either this is bogus, or you're really stupid and just have difficulty in conveying points. Which is it?
It's probably the latter.
Okay, I'll buy that. What do? You swing a hammer for a living?
Right now, nothing.
Right now.
You living at home?
I got fired from my job bagging groceries.
Are you living at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe any of this.
All right. Well, let's just go along with it.
All right.
She called you and said she's pregnant?
No, I wouldn't. You know, I was talking to him again, and first off, she said she was positive it was mine because she said her husband can't discharge.
Right.
And is that possible?
Well, it is possible for semen not to come out of guys. What, did anything come out of him the night you had the threesome?
I don't know. you know.
Well, yes or no? Did anything come out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't see.
You didn't see?
No.
Lights were out?
I'm sorry?
Were the lights out?
It was dim.
Dim. That's what I keep thinking.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, she says she's pregnant and you're the father.
Yeah, well, that's what she says.
And what does she want to do about this?
I don't know. I don't think she...
What did she say she wanted to do about this? When she called you and said you're pregnant, now what does she want to do?
I was kind of in shock. I didn't really...
What did she say she wants to do with this?
She didn't say. She just said that... Told me to think on it.
Think on it. All right. And she got tested? She got a pregnancy test?
Yeah, she had one of those, pee on the thing.
How long ago did this happen that you were with these two?
3 months.
Okay. And the test is positive.
Yeah.
So now...
The two lines.
She's going to have the kid, and then they'll do a DNA test and figure out whether it's yours.
All right. I guess so.
All right. Remember I said these calls could be bad? Drew was pointing at the screen saying, oh, these calls are going to be good. We got some good ones lined up. And then I said, well...
What's the oldest that, you know, you'd want to beat it to have a baby? Seems kind of up there.
Yeah, you can have them up in the 60s, but if you're menopausal, you can't. And you definitely are at higher risk for things like Down syndrome at this age. Way high risk.
Well, I think if Mike knocked up a 17-year-old, they'd be at a higher risk for Down syndrome.
I don't believe a word he said. Not one word.
I don't... Okay, let me defend Mike. It's a fairly ridiculous... Okay... You don't believe him because he's sort of flat.
The flatness I thought was contrived, but the restart every time we take issue with things, the backpedaling over and over on everything.
All right.
And retracing footsteps to try to cover. Every single statement was covered.
He's not the sharpest pencil in the Campbell soup can that's been adorned with elbow macaroni and spray painted silver by your daughter with the yarn around it. Yarn. What do you mean string?
The yarn, that was like a twine. They did it.
And he admitted it, though.
True, why do you gotta crap on my analogy? String? Yarn? String is better than yarn in this example? String. Decorative string?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I'm done with you, Drew. String. All right, we're taking a break. Drew, I suggest you you take a good long look at yourself in the mirror while I'm peeing.
Fair enough.
Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. Pete can be seen at the Sunset Tower Records coming up this Saturday. Playing, doing his thing, and signing your CDs. Okay, let's... Rob Schneider in here on Sunday. Rob Schneider, we haven't seen in a little while. He's been around the show a few times, but I think he's canceled the last few times.
We saw about a year ago, didn't we?
In here? No.
More than a year ago? A year and a half ago?
It's been a year and a half.
Year and a half.
He was really pissed during that whole, like, strike thing at Adam. He didn't get
what thing? What? Oh, the strike.
He was pissed.
So it's been like two years.
Really?
Before that, he kept saying no, but then he's just been busy, I guess.
Oh, he was pissed about... everyone got mad at me with this... we had that commercial actor strike. Mm-hmm. The thing was... was that about 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
It was...
Maybe more.
People were like, I'm an actor. I'm a commercial actor. I may only work 2 days a year. How am I supposed to support my family? I'm like, get a job, you a-hole. What do you mean? Your argument is you work 2 days a year, so you got to make 80 grand a day because you only work, even though you're just the fifth guy in the back of the flatbed truck on the Mountain Dew commercial? Like, you got to get your 80 grand? No.
You get residuals on those, though.
Yeah. Paying. Listen, my feeling is if they can get any monkey to do what you're doing, then you can't ask for anything, right?
Yeah.
Drew's scared.
No, that's the basic supply and demand issue.
Yeah. You're not doing anything. You're not doing, if you're Bill Cosby and you're going to Vegas, set your price. You know, if Caesars want to give you $100,000 for a weekend, you're Bill Cosby. You have a product. You put people in the casino. That's fine. But if you're jack off number 10 in the back of the flatbed, then they can tell you what they're paying you. I got no problem with that. Mark.
Hey, Adam and Drew.
You're 25.
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, Adam, you're like my idol, and Drew, I'm a second year, so it's great to talk to you. You're
oh, my goodness. Mentors. Where are you?
I'm in D.C.
What school?
Secret school.
Secret school. GW. Yeah. So what's up?
I wanted to ask a question. My friend of mine and I are having a debate. Adam, I guess you're the answer on this question. We want to know if you have sex with a prostitute, if she counts towards the number of women you've had sex with in your life.
That's an interesting question, then.
I would say you use the prostitute like you use a wild card when you're playing poker, in that you can make it what you want and use it how you want. Okay. If your numbers are a little low,
right?
You know what I mean? Like you got some buddies, and one buddy's going like, yeah, I've been with 30 chicks, and the next buddy's been with 28 chicks, and you've been with 3 chicks, definitely count the hooker.
Right.
Maybe counters too.
What if they've been with 30 hookers?
But, but if you're with a new woman and she's like, how many partners have you been with? Then you don't count her.
Don't count them at all. Well, but what if you're one of these guys that goes to a bunch of them for a while?
You go to 30 different?
You've been to 30 ones over how many every years? And should they count it as one?
Well, because it is kind of interesting that when people ask a guy, how many women have you been with, sort of the implication in the question is, what kind of power do you have over women? What's your ability?
Well, now,
Can you operate?
Wait a minute.
I think the question is, how many women have you persuaded to get in bed with you?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. No, don't shut it down, Drew.
No, you're right.
Drink it in.
But yeah.
Drink it.
But some of it is, are you safe? You know, what do we got here medically? You know,
yeah, when a woman is asking.
And so, yeah, so she, if you've been with 30 different hookers, that would be
important.
No,
I'm not talking about a woman asking.
Guys asking one another.
Yeah, women don't, they're not so interested in that. But when you, when you're bragging to a guy, you're basically saying, yeah, I can get women to do what I want them to do. And if you're paying them to do what you want them to
doesn't
do,
count.
Then
or
it
counts as one at most.
Doesn't really count.
Yeah.
So it's a little wishy-washy.
Now, why did I take away from Mark's question women asking how many you've been with?
I don't know.
Is that
Mark?
Yes.
Is this a woman? Don't tell a woman you've been with a prostitute.
Okay, I agree. If you're talking to a girl at a bar, you give her the number minus the prostitutes, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or you convert them into college, into co-eds like I do.
Okay.
I'll take, like, you know, I've been with 500-600 hookers. I make them into 500-600 graduate students.
Okay, now a corollary to the question is, if you haven't had sex with a regular girl in, say, 6 months,
mm-hmm,
but you slept with a prostitute 2 weeks ago, how long has it been since you've had sex?
Oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You can use that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's yours to keep.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Good time.
I think people have a right to know what your sort of risk exposure is.
Well, you wear a condom.
Boy, do you. Get your Trojans out and let's go.
Pete, you ever been with a hooker?
No comment, he says.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a yes. That's an astounding yes. I've not been with a hooker. Been with some people that are sort of questionable, but never actually shelled out money for sex, I don't think. I'm not really against it. It just somehow, it doesn't, I couldn't figure it out.
It doesn't sit right with my soul.
No, it's not a moral thing for me. It's just,
no, it's a personal thing.
Well, even a personal. Well, why? What's wrong with it, Drew?
I mean, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even watch. I can't even go to strip bars because it
that's
bothers
right.
me.
I forgot you were gay. That's
no,
right.
No. Not that I can't appreciate it. It's that they're people to me.
Yeah. Well, that's where you make the mistake. Mm-hmm.
You pansy.
That's why you gotta go with the Asians. we were just watching Strippers on the Edge. The Brink.
Prostitutes on the Brink.
Is it prostitutes? Yeah, it's on that HBO show I always enjoy. Good documentary. And they just interview all these prostitutes out in Newark, and they're all, like, really skanky. But there's a couple things that always crack me up about the show. One is, if you're making a documentary, you can do about anything you want. Like when we would go do the man show, we'd have to get people to sign off on legal paperwork for everything. You can't put someone's likeness on TV unless they sign stuff or they can sue you and this and that. If you're doing a documentary, even if it's Girls Gone Wild, no one has to sign anything.
What is that?
It just falls under some kind of, falls between some crack into some crazy jurisdiction, and it becomes a documentary. Jeez. And therefore you're not prosecuted. But these, the Hookers on the Brink thing, they don't show any of the Johns. But what they do is the guy pulls up in his car, the hooker climbs in, and the hooker's mic. So you hear the guy talking, and it's as if, and then it runs on HBO. So you know these guys are sitting around with their wives, and you see the turquoise Ford Explorer with the Bondo on the left front fender come sliding in. So what if the license plate is tiled out? Your wife knows what kind of car you drive.
And what you sound like.
Then she hears you and your rap. Like, come on, baby. What? You know, hearing me go, hey, good times. Well, what are you going to do? It takes all kinds.
I'm a big boy.
Yeah, like I wouldn't get popped for that. But the best part is the guy's haggling. Now, to me, I'm used to a lap dance is $20. You know, that's the standard rate. And prostitute. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be, you know, $500, $1,000, depending on where you go. These guys are like, hey, baby, how much for BJ? She's like, $20? Oh, come on, baby. You got to do me better than that. Really? $20? You got to do better than that? And they get them down to like $14, $16. But can you imagine you're getting a BJ for $20? You know, for the price of you springing for a fast food meal for you and your buddy, you're getting a suck job and your turquoise Explorer, and you're trying to haggle them down. Oh, 20! Like, what do you expect? By the way, like, can I have a BJ? Yeah, it's gonna be a nickel. like the guys are outraged. That'll be $20. Whoa! Who do I look like? The Sultan of Brunei?
Slow down.
$20? Come on! Whoa! Ho!
People like
ho.
To feel like they're getting a good deal.
All right, Pete Yorn in here. We're going to talk to Kim real quick. Kim.
Hi, Adam.
You're 39.
Yeah. So are you?
Yeah. No, I'm 38. How much for a BJ?
I don't do it for money.
How much? For me.
I just love Adam, not for money.
For me. Do it for free?
If it's the right man.
All right. Thanks for playing along. You never get anything out of our callers. You screw around with them. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, my question is, I was wondering, I'm trying to get pregnant, but my husband, he doesn't shoot very far when it comes, and I'm just wondering if that will impact my chance of getting pregnant.
What do you mean doesn't shoot very far?
Well, there have been times when he's just kind of dribbled out of the end of his penis when
coming out of the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then there's been a couple times where I've seen him shoot, you know, an inch or two.
Yeah. Well, what is your image of what happens in there? Well, what difference does it make?
You got to blast it up into the uterus, Drew.
What do you think?
You blast it up that tube.
Kim?
You got to get it in the tube. You got to blast, Drew.
I've had lovers that have blasted pretty far. And,
yeah.
So what?
I just thought it would make an impact.
How?
What do you mean how? Do the math. Just blasting up that tube, finds the egg, belch it up a little bit. Come on, Drew.
The penis is basically going into a dead end, right?
That's the way I look at it.
And the semen is just being dropped off there in the end of the tube.
Yep.
It ain't going anywhere, no matter what velocity it comes out with.
It's the Jack cul-de-sac. That's what I call it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
They straighten things out for me. Hey, thanks for making my drive home wonderful.
Sure, baby. 39.
Yeah. I got married a few months ago.
Been a while since Health Glass, huh?
Yeah, I think I probably tuned that stuff out being a good Catholic girl.
Yeah,
evidently.
You work in the medical profession?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
I hope not.
What do you do?
I'm a recreational therapist.
No way.
What does a recreational therapist
you're an
do?
Assistant
like, you show people how to put tents up and stuff?
You're an assistant to a recreational therapist, right?
No. No, but,
You have a graduate degree in recreational therapy?
I have a bachelor's degree, yeah.
You're an assistant to a recreational therapist. You work in a recreational therapy group. You're not a licensed recreational therapist.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes.
What license is that?
It's the National Certification for Recreational Therapy.
Uh-huh. Now, Drew, can you get one of those, just a bachelor's?
Yeah. I don't think so, but I guess you've never looked at pelvic anatomy. You've never looked at how your reproductive organs work. You've never just looked it up on the web.
Drew, the guy's not a shooter. Now, leave her alone. Kim.
Yeah, Adam.
What do you do as a recreational therapist?
Well, basically anything you do for fun, I adapt it to the people that I work with and then help them with whatever they like to do for their leisure or recreation.
What? I don't understand that. Anything I like to do for fun, you adapt it to your patients?
Well, yeah, like you just had a caller that was talking about jacking off into a coffee cup.
Right. Well, a big gulp. Big gulp.
Slurpee.
Cup. How dare you? Coffee cup.
Sorry. Yes. That's when I got all excited because I got through on the phone finally.
Okay, so this guy beats off into a Slurpee cup. How would you help him?
Well, what I'm thinking of more is that I've had clients that have had similar problems, and so I just have kind of needed to adapt different things to find them the right thing to work through their frustrations, whether it be a coffee cup or...
Hold on a second. What the? Does anyone know what she's talking about?
No.
But I'd like
to know.
Do you know? And by the way,
the coffee cup was very frustrating, and they need to work through the frustration of the coffee cup.
What is a recreational therapist?
I asked that about 10 minutes ago. I still have zero idea.
It's usually something.
Drew, wait. After the break, tell everyone what a recreational therapist is. Right. Now, if you don't say anything, I'm just going to assume it means beating off into a Slurpee cup.
Yeah, that's recreational therapy. There you go.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pete Yorn is here. Day I Forgot, name of the CD, going to be down at the tower on Sunset, doing some signing, doing some playing this Saturday. All right, let's get back with Kim real fast and just find out what a recreational therapist does. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, Adam. I just don't want you to make fun of what I do for a living because I don't make fun of what you do for a living.
But you understand when you explain and you use the example of if a guy likes to beat off into a coffee mug, you help him beat off into a coffee mug, that's going to open yourself up to more ridicule.
Well, I hopefully not any more ridicule than pretending you're Abraham Lincoln during Super Bowl commercials.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about for that the Jimmy Kimmel show?
Yeah, I was wondering what that was all about.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did Abraham Lincoln, but, well, go ahead there. Can you please explain to us what you do as a recreational therapist so we can go home?
Well, I was just thinking that we adapt whatever things you do for fun to whatever the person's disability is. So if someone's having trouble with their coffee cup or their Slurpee mug, I might say, well, maybe you should use a pillow or a magazine or...
Okay, Kim, let's get off the phone call we had an hour ago about the guy beating off into the Slurpee cup. Let's just take a real-world example. I'll tell you what a recreational therapist does. Some guy loved fishing, but he hurt his arm in an industrial accident, and now he can no longer fish the way he used to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you show him how he can fish now with his newfound disability?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely millions of adaptive equipment he could use.
Is that what you would do then?
That's what I would do for a living, yeah.
Okay.
What we normally use them for is getting people to understand how to use and structure their leisure time in ways, because I have to deal with drug addicts all day, so in ways other than doing drugs. The ways to fill leisure time, to explore recreational opportunities.
Oh, is that what they do?
That's what we use them for.
Okay.
And that's mostly what they do.
Oh, we never, so we
and,
never
and, they, and they try and they try to recommend recreational activities that have a therapeutic value. They're self-building and, you know, steam building, that kind of thing. Kim, is that right?
That was perfect. Thank
okay.
you, Drew.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah, I understand. I didn't know what a recreational therapist did, so I asked a bunch of times and then just came up with my own cockamamie answer.
It was an interesting one, though.
I thought therapy. I thought like physical. That was like physical therapy.
No, it's a more creative.
And I was using part of her. You beat off in a coffee
what she,
mug.
What
thing.
She was going with the beating off thing is that she'd say, "Well, maybe that's a sexual compulsion. Maybe you could fill your time with some other, like being physical activity. Maybe we should take up running or something.
I see.
Or joining an archery group or something.
So you could like you beat off in a mug while you're running
between.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
right.
Do these people have to communicate things to you?
Yeah.
So how does she possibly do her job?
I'm guessing she has a huge chalkboard and a lot of magnet things that stick on there, like cars and things that represent you and your mug. Katie?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yes.
You've been on hold for 116 minutes?
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast, and it's like 2:54.
Oh, baby. Ooh. Well, what's your question?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I apologize. Adam put you on hold that long.
That was Drew.
Adam's
go ahead.
My hero. His
Thanks.
Name is written on my shoe.
Yeah. Ooh. You got my name on your shoe?
Yeah. Everyone's like asked about it. I'm like, he's the man show guy. And
they
like,
don't know who I am?
I know. I was like, how dare you?
How dare
you? Thank you.
I was like,
Yeah. I just finished listening to the Foo Fighters show since we get like the shows one day later.
Oh, well, you can enjoy the Pete Yorn show on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, we get it Sunday?
Well, I don't know when you get it. Maybe you get it tomorrow.
Oh.
All right, so what's up?
My friend, like, I want to know the signs of sexual abuse for a guy. Like, because I'm, like, friends with him, and then his girlfriend has, like, been telling me, like, he, like, gets really nervous around her and, like, he's, like, just got to the point of, like, where he could hug her and, like, hold her hand, and then, like, he froze up again, so I don't know. If, like,
freezing, any kind of freezing reaction suggests some kind of abuse. It might be
really?
Physical abuse.
Well, not freeze like a deer in the headlights, but just he's having trouble with the intimacy thing. How old is he?
He's 14.
14-year-old guys have difficulty sometimes.
Yeah.
Pete, how were you when you were 14? Could you hold hands in public with a girl?
I sometimes get shy. I would throw up. Ooh. Sometimes I get nauseous.
That's a good
really?
One. Yeah.
Well, his dad left when he was 4.
Mm. Why?
I have no clue, but his mom has a boyfriend now, so I don't know if it's the boyfriend, but, like, he really hates his mom. And
mm. yeah. He has trouble with
He'd just be a screwed-up kid who has a little trouble with intimacy.
Oh, okay, so it's nothing like serious.
Well, we don't know, but I don't think you need to focus on the sexual abuse part.
Right, I agree with that.
Because
okay, I just didn't know if he was having trouble like interacting with girls.
Well, he probably is, but so are several million 14-year-old boys.
Oh, okay.
Pete was throwing up on his dates when he was 14.
I was like that kid on South Park.
Yeah, it would just heave every time. Yeah. So I wouldn't read into it too much. Just be the guy's friend, you know. Try to be a little shoulder for him to cry on if he needs it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Be Pete. Pete threw up into a Slurpee cup.
Slurpee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. With or before or after or the.
Oh yeah, I think it'd be after.
Oh yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Show. I think it was a good show because it felt fast.
Yeah, that's good. Good sign.
I want to thank Pete Yorn for coming in here. Always good to see you, Pete.
Thank you.
You come back anytime you like.
I'd love to come back.
And I didn't know you lived here in town, so anytime before you launch a tour, come out with a CD or do anything like that, just come by and give it a plug.
Thanks, man.
It's called Day I Forgot. It is out, and Pete will be down at the Sunset Tower signing these things and playing live this Saturday. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on
Whatever.
The phones all week. Brian for doing a great job
Whatever.
as well, and bringing the coffee, bringing the water, and putting up with Dr. Drew. junior, super assistant Lauren for doing a great job producing, and producer Ann, of course, for being producer Ann.
Yeah, whatever.
And who could forget Anderson, the magic-fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometer. What a fantastic job. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Does anyone know what she's talking about?
No.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.